Hello, my audio boo friends. All right, let me just see if I can put this in my pocket. I'm actually making pizza right now. So while I'm making pizza, I'm going to keep an eye on time because I've hidden my iPod. So I don't really know, or rather my iPhone. So I really don't know how much time I've got left. But all right, so I wanted to update you guys on my PDX-8 Roland V-Drum trigger and using it as a snare trigger for my my Yamaha DD65 E-drum. So I just finished doing a series of Pixengos. So if you use Pixengo and have the Pixengo app, just head on over, and if you're following me, then go and check out my several Pixengos I just did on the test and on wiring it up. I did it temporarily right now just with alligator clips. I certainly didn't want to do anything permanent if it wasn't going to work. And I can say unequivocally that it's a 50% success. And what I mean by that is, yes, I can use it as a snare. However, I will not be able to use the dual trigger functionality of the Roland PDX-8. The PDX-8 has, in fact, two triggers. One on the surface of the snare drum itself, and the other one lies underneath in the casing and is triggered when somebody hits the outer rim of the PDX-8. Sorry here, I'm just making pizza. If you hear some noise, I'm just opening up the oven to get the pizza trays. Oh, can't use the muffin tray. Oh no, not the muffin man. Right, so at this point, I can still use it as a snare trigger. Will it be effective? It'll definitely have a better feel than my current DD65 snare. And in fact, it's even a little quieter than the DD65's snare. However, having said that, the DD65 itself, the circuit board, has some problems with the triggering. When I hit the snare, even the PDX-8 one, if it senses a bit of a stronger hit, it will actually trigger a different sound. I mean, it's still the same snare sound, but it's slightly altered. And I don't know if that's a normal occurrence on the DD65, or maybe that DD65 is defective. I'm not 100% sure. And other than finding somebody else who has a DD65 to do the test, the comparison test, I'm going to assume that it came out of the factory that way, that hitting it a little bit harder will change the characteristic of the sound, which means I'm going to have to be just a little bit more careful when I'm playing and try to play it as evenly as possible. You're supposed to anyway when you're playing drums, but in this case, I'm going to have to be super extra careful. What's the other thing I wanted to say? Yes, so where does that leave me with the dual trigger? The dual trigger, I'm afraid, will only work with an actual sound module, either the one from Roland, one of the TDE series, or perhaps an Alesis DM5. Which is a drum module made by Alesis that takes in 12 inputs. It can accept the signal from 12 different piezo transducers. And you can actually vary the gain on each one of those transducers. So you know where I'm going with this. In other words, that trigger underneath the casing of the PDX-8 that is just barely being picked up right now by my DD65 will be able to be fine with, say, something like a DM5 because I can vary the gain. So I can, you know, I can boost the gain on the lower trigger and be able to trigger things like rim shots. Or whatever, I mean, a cowbell or whatever I want to attribute and assign to that piezo trigger, which you can do on a DM5, which you cannot do on the DD65. The DD65, if I do change a couple of the inputs for a hi-hat, say a better hi-hat trigger, and again, I'm not even sure that it's the piezo that is now false triggering, but as if you do go to Pixengo and look at the pictures, you'll notice I peel back the little foam backing on the, actually it wasn't the hi-hat, was it? Yes, it was. It was the hi-hat trigger on the DD65, which is on the left-hand side, just above the snare. When I opened it up, I peeled back the foam to reveal the actual piezo. Since I know that that piezo may be, one, defective, or maybe the wire's loose, I wanted to check it out. The wire seems to be fine, but the piezo itself is very corroded. There seems to be sort of like rust on it. So I'm wondering if perhaps it's delaminated itself so that when I hit it, it doesn't send a constant signal over to the DD65 sound module inside. So I'm thinking that's why it's mistriggering on the hi-hat part of it. I can't. The only thing I can do is buy a Roland CY5, which is a cymbal trigger. It looks like a cymbal, but black, and it's made out of rubber. It's got a piezo transducer in there. In fact, it's got two, because even that is dual zone. And I bought a hi-hat stand for now. So I'm going to put a CY5 on a hi-hat stand and try triggering the hi-hat sound, if you want, on a DD65 with that. I'm just going to check the time on my iPhone here because I can't see it. And I'm almost out of time. Okay, a couple of minutes left. So that's, and again, this is all towards trying to improve the DD65. And get it to a point where at least it's playable. And it's playable that I can feel that it will respond to my hits and it will respond to playing it. Whether I play it properly or not, that's another story. But the actual actions have a reaction and a reaction that's expected. You know, sort of a constant reaction. That's what I want. Once I get that done, maybe in the far-flung future, as I had mentioned in my original audio boo on my e-drum project, I think the long term will be eventually to get a proper drum module, such as a DM5, or a DM5 Pro, or no, sorry, it's the DM Pro or the DM5. I'm not sure the difference between the two. Of course, if I do that, then I have to get three toms, a ride cymbal, a crash cymbal, and perhaps a few other triggers for things like a cowbell or a timbale or something like that. Thankfully, I've got the foot pedal and the bass, the kick trigger. I already have that from Yamaha, and it should work with any other drum module. So that leaves me with that. Do I make that jump? I will not initially now, but eventually, if I feel my drumming is getting a little bit better and it's more enjoyable to play, I might play more, therefore improve, and if I improve, well, then I can sort of justify taking the next step. Now, the good thing about having bought a used PDX-8 is I now I'm looking at this thing and I know exactly how it's built. So instead of going out and buying a whole bunch of PDX-8s to make my toms, I may just buy some Remo practice pads and modify them, because now I know how to do that. I can see the material they've used and the arrangement of the triggers. I might be able to pull something off. I'll have more on this later. I'm going to have to find a source of Remo practice pads, because they have the same feel as the mesh trigger downstairs. Interesting. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more on this drum project.